Thank you for joining Dayspring Christian Church today. Our aim is to share the transforming love and power of Jesus Christ. Please enjoy a Sunday sermon already in progress.
I want to look at a scripture this morning where Paul talks about being usable. Being used, and he mainly talked about being used by the Lord, and he's really specific in how he communicates this and what actions he wants us to take. 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 14, but I'm really going to focus on the latter parts of verse 20 and 21. But Paul was talking to Timothy, the young pastor. He's trying to encourage him, to encourage the congregation, and to look out for certain things because there's a lot of false teaching and stuff that was happening around those times. And he says to them in verse 14, remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, right? They're having arguments about particular words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved worker who has no need to be ashamed. You ever heard that scripture? Present yourself to God, or a workman need not to be ashamed. And a lot of people use that in the sense of study hard at school, you know what I mean? So that you don't be ashamed. But Paul is trying to get them to understand that in being used by the Lord and doing the things of the Lord, that you conduct your lifestyle in a sense of a lifestyle that's not going to be ashamed, and that you're doing it according to the word of God. So he goes on to say, then avoid irritable babble, right? Avoid those who just go on about nonsense. He says, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. It'll be like fungus, he says, is what their talk will be. But, and he talked about two people that they had an issue with who, and these two people, he talks about how they didn't believe that Jesus Christ actually was raised from the dead. And he refers to them like the talk that these two people have. Avoid those people who go against the teaching of the word of God or go against the teaching of what you were taught. And he said they're upsetting the faith. But God's firm foundation stands bearing the seal. And then he says this, for the Lord knows who are his. The Lord knows who are his. In other words, Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter, let me get the right reference, Matthew chapter 13, 47, and he talks about, he gives a parable about the end times. He says, it's like, you know, a net that was cast, and all these fish were collected, and they brought the fish to the shore, and when they brought to the shore, they separated the good fish from the bad fish. And he said, that's how it's going to be like at the end of time, where the angels of the Lord separate those that were serving God genuinely, honestly, and righteously from those who weren't. And Paul goes on here. He says, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity, depart from doing wrong, doing evil. I've had such a hard time with evildoers. I call them evildoers lately. Evildoers were scamming people. I don't know if I missed, maybe you saw the text I sent out of email. You probably received an email from me requesting money. And the thing is, the email, somebody told me the email says hey, Brian, it's Pastor Dwight here. Like, it's even personable, right? Even personable. And talk about, I'm going into meeting and I just need, money to be able to help whatever, and a Walmart gift card will help type of thing. You know what I mean? And, unfortunately, someone out of the kindness of their heart donated, because, didn't think twice about it. And it was like later on in the day, someone said to them, something's not right. Because the email says Dwight.Richards, or normally mine is Dwight@dayspringchurch.net, right? Evildoers and the carjackings and stuff that are happening, like evildoers, people who just sit up all night just thinking of ways to scam or rob or hurt people. And Paul is talking about, you know, depart from any of that activity. But the thing is, there's a big stuff, but then there's a stuff that no one sees, right? The ways that we think about other people, the things that we do and no one else sees. He's like, we got to depart from all that behavior, anything that looks like sin, anything that looks like it's part of the world's ideology compared to what the scriptures say. He's like, depart from that. And then he begins to use this analogy in verse 20 and 21. He talks about this house. He says, now, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also vessels of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable use. He says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. Now, interesting how he first goes from the lifestyle we should have, and then he talks about this house and being a vessel of that. And it could be cups, right? If you in your own house, you probably have particular cups that you use, right? You have special cups when special people come over. You know, some houses you've never touched those cups because no special people have ever come over, but they're for those special people. Believe me, I grew up in a house like that. These are the special dishes for the special people when they come over. And when the special people came over, we broke out those dishes because that's what they were for. But dare you, as a child, you know, not have a cup that was washed and use one of those special dishes, man, you got in trouble, right? Because those were cups for honorable use, right? And then you have what I call summer cups. I love summer cups. Summer cups are like the plastic cups that you get, right? I prefer summer cups than glass cups because they're just so easily used and easily washed, and they're usually more readily available. But there's these vessels or cups that are for honorable use, and there are these ones that are for dishonorable use, right? And he talks about those are gold, silver, but then he also talks about those of wood or of clay, well, some being honorable and some being dishonorable. And what he's talking about here, he's like, you know, within the church, we have both kinds. We have those that have made their life to be used by God of honor, right? But then we have those who are living their lives of dishonor, is what Paul was saying. And you think to yourself, my goodness, like, I thought we are all on the honorable side, right? This is Jesus, we love Jesus. But Paul's saying, hey, you know, just the way, you know, there are those who are going on the journey who, you know, who pretend and act like everything's great, but it's not really great in their life. He was saying, you know what, in the church, the same thing is there. You have those who are really serious about serving God and have allowing themselves to be used by God, but then you have those who really don't care to honor God. This is the same way you have these vessels that are of honorable use, right? The gold and silver, and you have those that are clay or wood, right? He says that both are there together, but only one type is being used by God. But he doesn't stop there. Right, he refers to the preciousness that under fire, these honorable ones will survive. Right, gold, silver, you know, your house is on fire; those ones will basically survive. But when you have ones of wood or earth, they're so fragile. Right? They're so fragile. There's no substance in them. They're easily burnt. They're easily destroyed. Right, there's no substance in them. You know, some honorable, some dishonorable. But then he says something that I thought was so interesting. He says, if anyone cleanses themselves from what is dishonorable and sets themselves apart to be holy and used by God, God can use them and make them someone honorable. Isn't that amazing? I've never seen a clay or a wood cup be turned into gold and silver. I don't know, maybe I've never seen that.
Yeah.
But God is basically saying, look, anybody who decides to submit themselves to me, to be used by me, he says, I transform them from what is dishonorable to what is honorable. Now, the thing about it is, he says, if anyone decides, if a person decides themselves, man, I thought, hey, God, why don't you do this for me? Wouldn't it be so easy if he just, I woke up in the morning and just like all these things were gone. I didn't sin anymore. I didn't, you know, cause trouble anymore. I just did what was right. But he's like, no, the person has to decide themselves if they want to be used. Like a cup doesn't decide. A cup doesn't sit there in the cupboard rocking saying, use me, use me, use me. No, we decide if we're going to use the cup based on what we're having. We're having tea, you get a particular cup. Having a cold drink, you get a particular cup. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes if I'm using particular utensils, I'll think to myself, hey, I haven't used you for a while. And maybe watch too many of those cartoons where the utensils talk to themselves in the drawer, right? But it's like, yeah, I'll use you, you know, in a while. Let me use... You know, but it, here's what he was saying. Like, we have to decide if we want to be used. And he says, not only does a person decide, but then they have to put the effort in making themselves ready to be used by God. We have to do that, right? It's not just waiting for God to do it. We have to decide, what are we going to change? What are we going to do? What environment are we going to be around in order to be a person that's used of God? What are some things in our heart and our mind that we have to get rid of in order to be set apart as holy to be used by God? And that's all he's saying about being holy, is just to be used by God, so that God's not trying to use us with all this stuff that we're trying to bring along. He's going to help us through that process, but it first starts with a decision we make in order to be used by him, to have ourselves set apart. So we spend the time before him and ask him to show us what is hindering us, show us what is in the way of us being a vessel of honor. What's in the way? Because, you know, we can be comfortable being a vessel of dishonor. Like, we could just decide to be casual, right? We'll just casually go through, you know, our walk. You know, we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and we'll just coast. Right, you know, we'll get in the door, and Jesus says, hey, it's not that easy. It's not that way. It's being used by me and removing those things in your life that are hindering being used by me. So we have to think, what are the thought patterns that I have? What are the things that I believe? What are the things that I'm doing that is not honorable to the Lord? That even now as I'm speaking, he's speaking to you about saying, yeah, you know, we've talked about this for a few times, or I mentioned this to you. If you heard this before, and you need to be able to deal with this or deal with that. And we've held on to those particular things. Now, does he love us? Yes, he still loves us. He's not like us that, you know, we do the spring cleaning, we just throw that stuff out. No, he says a day is going to come when that stuff is going to be thrown out. But now is the time of grace to be used. He says, when that person decides, if they now begin to move closer to me, to be purified and cleansed for use, I transform them from dishonor to honor. And he says, then that person is ready for every good work. In other words, if I remain in that dishonorable state, there's work to be done that I'm not doing. Jesus says, when the person has submitted themselves to me, I then can use them, he says, for every good work. Right, their testimony is intact. They're authentic. They can be used by me to be able to touch the lives of people around them, rather than being in a position of dishonor where it's all about them, all about what they want, and filled with the environment that's around them. So he says that when it's set apart, now this is used by the master. The master now wants to use this because the individual decided that they wanted to submit to him, to be used by him. So God wants to use us. We don't like being used, but he's saying, I want to use you, but maybe you're in a state where He just can't use you because we're so caught up in so many other things, so many other ways, so many other ways of thinking or believing or feeling that he's saying, you know what? We got to work on that stuff to be used. And the thing is, God uses us along the way, right? He's so patient. He's so gracious that he isn't saying, hey, you know, now's your chance to do it. And if you don't do it, I'm gonna you know, just throw you away. He continually comes again and again, right? Time after time saying, hey, you know what you're thinking, you know the behavior that you're doing, you know the things that you're saying, you know, we need to work on that. We need to change that because there's work that I have for you to do. And I just can't use you that way. Can't use you that way. So I want to encourage you this morning, I have 3 minutes, this morning to ask the Lord, what are those areas of dishonor? What is it that, you know, I'm thinking, things I'm doing? And again, they could be so slight. They could be so simple that, you know, the things that we say, things that we do, that, you know, it may have been not a problem for a long time that God today is saying, you know what, that behavior, that way of thinking, that way the things that you're saying, you know, that needs to change. Because I want to use you. I want to use you to build my kingdom. I want to use you to bless other people because, like he says, for every good work. So I want to encourage you, ask the Lord, what is it, Lord? What is it? What's in the way? What's blocking? What do you want me to do? And his grace and his love, he shows us. You know what? Let me see if I can do the proper English. He never not shows us. Right? Like, he always shows us. When we ask him, he always shows us. David said, search my heart. See if there is any wicked way in me and lead me. He's always going to show us because he wants to work with us to make us honorable for the master's use. Amen?
Amen.
So let's go into prayer. As we go into prayer, I want you to pray right where you are and ask the Lord, Lord, what is it? Mindset, the behavior, this is an attitude, things that I believed that isn't according to your word or your truth. What is it, Lord? Allow him to speak to you. And then make a commitment to, you know, with you and the Lord, make a commitment of what you're going to do to make yourself ready with his help to be used by him for his service and the work he has for you to do. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We thank you that you're a God of grace and mercy and love. And Lord, we know that there are so many